Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Even though the starting pitcher for the Orioles is the Japanese import Sugano, who is a right-hander, Paul Goldschmidt is leading off. That's a big victory. Goldie leading off against the righty. Now a little bet on who's going to lead off the most. But it's Goldie, Grisham, Judge, Chisholm, Stanton, Dominguez, Volpe, Wells, and DJ batting ninth, which, pound for pound, isn't that their best lineup? That's probably their best lineup.
Yeah.
I guess there's no Cody Bellinger, so maybe if it's Cody for Grisham, that's your best lineup? I don't know.
But Grisham's coming off the home run now, so it's like up and down we go. I would have said definitively that, but now I got to ride the hot hand again with Grish.
And you want Dominguez out there. You still want to see what you got from him. So it's one of their stronger lineups as they take on the Orioles tonight. The news with the Mets, and this is certainly a positive development because a few days ago it looked like he was going to go on the IL. Brett Beatty is in the lineup tonight. So that's a positive sign. Brett Beatty is playing. Francisco Alvarez is not. Luis Torrens is going to catch, hopefully today. He doesn't try to, you know, pick up a baseball with his helmet. The bad news is Jared Young, who should have been DFA'd a week ago, is in the lineup DHing. Other than that, it's a normal Met lineup as they take on the great Zach Wheeler and the Philadelphia Phillies, opening up that series down in Philly.
You're being very disrespectful to Jared Young. He is your version of Ohtani. He can pitch. He can hit.
Stop.
He has a better ERA than Ohtani.
When has he ever pitched?
He pitched in the game they got killed in last Sunday.
Right.
Clean inning.
How many innings? How many runs
did he give? It was not a clean inning. He got like one or two outs. He didn't even have to pitch a full inning.
Cleanish.
Cleanish.
What did he top out at?
I think like
since nobody was watching that game at 11:30 at night.
You know, it's so funny you asked that, Teague. So I missed it. This was one of the rare Met games that I shut off. It was Father's Day. My kids wanted to play. So I never saw Jared Young pitch. It's actually one of Sean's greatest accomplishments. He knew something about the Mets I did not. And so when I went back to fill in my scorecard, I saw what Jared Young did, but I never watched it. So I have no idea how fast he threw. I don't know if he was one of those loppers or if he was just trying to throw hard.
I'm not going to lie to you. I was 13 beers in. It was Father's Day. I have no idea what he topped
off. So you don't remember that?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, a lot of the pitchers
swing and miss, strikes. Like, what was it?
No, it was just that slow stuff
balls.
Where I think the hitters were kind of half checked out.
Yeah, you know? it's the reason, Teague, I think I could get a major league hitter out. Because if I faced them topping out at 45 miles an hour, they would be so screwed up from seeing something they're not used to.
Could you even get it to the plate at 45 miles an hour?
Well, okay, so there are two issues here. If I'm relaxed, yes, I could throw strikes. Back in my Twitter baseball days, I won a Cy Young once, actually. Something, pretty big accomplishment.
Of course it is.
Thank you very much. I could get it over the plate. I was a control artist, but I would be very nervous. Like, if I'm facing Aaron Judge and I'm on the mound at Yankee Stadium, like, I'm not going to lie to you. Of course I'd be nervous. I'd probably bounce in a few times. But if I could relax myself, maybe take some kind of drug to relax me, and I got it in at 45 miles an hour, Judge would have no chance.
Have you ever thrown out a first pitch?
A first pitch?
Yes.
No, but I pitched from a mound.
You've never done the first pitch?
I've never done the first pitch.
You've been in New York WFA for 19 years?
Yeah.
How have you never thrown out a first pitch?
I've never been asked.
You're the biggest fan on the station.
I've never been asked.
Huh. We gotta fix that. That's
the problem. Also, you don't get anything you don't ask for. You should
I'm
be
not
asking.
Asking to throw out the first.
Sure, you should. You spent enough money with that team and supported them.
Of course. But do you think I walk around asking for things like that?
No, but they should recognize and ask you.
you host a very successful show, a very successful Mets broadcast, podcast, and Hawk Tua threw out a first pitch last year.
It's a fair question, though. If I was given that honor, I don't know how I would do it. Because the nerves are real.
Yeah.
Like, the more I think about that, the nerves are real. Like, I went to the bathroom last commercial break, which, by the way, very awkward because, like, the line in bathrooms, I don't know what the etiquette is.
What do you
because
mean?
I'll tell you exactly
you
what I'm talking about.
You go in, do your business, you leave. Wash your hands, of course.
Well, that's a key. And by the way, half the people do not wash their hands, which is why I'm done shaking people's hands.
Half the people don't pee on themselves either.
So I'm walking in to go to the bathroom. There is a line. Not a crazy line, but there's a line. The stalls are empty. Okay? You can go into a stall anytime you want. Now, to me, if there's an empty stall, I'm going in there.
Of course.
Why do I have to wait for a urinal? But there's three guys in front of me who are waiting for the urinal. Now, I don't want to be a line skipper, but there's an empty stall.
No, you're being rude.
So what am I...
Stop being rude.
Look, all I know is you are very easily able to hold in the number one. If you really have a rush for number two and somebody's in there wasting time with the number one, you're causing more of an issue.
Wait, so what are you saying? I shouldn't use
the stalls are reserved for the dirty work.
But there was three open.
Three open stalls.
There were two open, but nevertheless, there's open stalls. You're telling me we should wait on the line? But,
they're serving tiramisu and a helmet up there. If somebody's got a panic situation and you're wasting time.
But, Sean, it's 30 seconds to use the urinal. It's a quick thing. It's boom, boom, I'm done.
Okay. 30 seconds could be the difference between somebody's day being ruined or not.
See, I wasn't even questioning, is it okay to use the urinal? I was more questioning, can I skip the people ahead of me that are waiting for the urinal as opposed to just using the stall?
What you should do is tell them the stall is open. That's what you should do.
The problem is
I'm
putting them in a tricky spot.
Why?
Because now they have to turn around and be Sean and say, well, what if someone's got to make a number two? Like, I don't want to have this discussion.
You could be more discreet than that, Evan.
So what would you do?
I would just wait my turn and know I'm fourth in line.
Now, do you know what I did?
You went in the stall like a
No,
pig.
I waited my turn. And I ended up using the urinal because that's what eventually was open when the line ended.
So the moral of the story is you used proper etiquette? Well, round of applause, Evan.
The moral is what I was allowed
Let's
to
Let's hear it for Evan Roberts being a clean human being for once. Yeah!
You really think it's
Did
wrong?
You wash your hands?
Of course. Are you kidding me? Wash my hands. I not only wash my hands, I look in the mirror and my hair's all over the place. And I'm like, I got to at least attempt to look presentable. So I put some water on my hands and I pushed it down a little bit.
Okay.
It didn't help.
I still look like a mess?
It didn't help.
Here's why I look like a mess.
It's because you have a headset on. We never wear headsets. We have earbuds.
That is true. There's another thing that happened. So last year when we came to Fanatics Fest, I remember having zero issue parking, right? And even Tiki was like, oh yeah, I parked illegally. I took a shot. It was all good. And I said to Teak, I even said, oh, yeah, I parked. It was no problem.
Did it again.
I didn't park last year. I remembered incorrectly. I went to a Met game. So me and Jet
parked. So you took the train.
Yeah, we went to Citi Field and then took the train. So I get here this year, and I was struggling finding parking. So I ended up parking, I'm not kidding, Teak, 17 blocks away and two avenues.
Wow.
With my thought being.
That's a hike. It's going to take you I want to be home by the time you get to your car.
Totally understand, but think about it. Do you remember earlier in the show what I thought when I saw myself in the mirror this morning?
Yeah.
What I say to myself? It was a little test. Set it on the air.
Oh.
What did I say when I looked at myself in the mirror?
I don't remember.
I remember that you're getting very fat.
Bingo.
I'm a loser.
So my thought was, you know what?
I'm going to lose weight by walking 17 blocks.
Bang! Oh, exactly. Nice. And as I'm walking it, the winds are howling. And so my hair's all over the place. It felt good. I mean, I got to admit, it was a good feeling, but yeah, I'm a mess.
I got a suggestion for you.
Shave myself bald like you?
No, wake up at 6 o'clock, put on your running shoes, and go work out.
That's right.
Evan.
He's right. Like us athletes do.
Yeah, sure. Let's get to some of your phone calls. CC Sabathia will join us shortly. And also, we will officially name the King of New York. I have all the votes collected from WFAN. Great job by our boss collecting them. He sent me a nice organized list, and a little bit later on, we'll make it an official announcement. But right now, we say hello to Jeff in Florida. What's up, Jeff? Hey, Jeff.
Jeff, what's up?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yep, we got it.
Yeah, so obviously it's a little discouraging week for the Mets, but let's not forget they were 45-45 last year. They're still 45-30. I don't like the matchup today, obviously. But if we get at least one of these three, I'd love to win the series.
By the way, you're cutting out, right. But I kind of agree with you, and I know it's such a loser's mentality. But if the Mets get a game in this series,
a game,
and so they go back to Citi Field, one game out of first place, despite the disaster of the last week and a half, and now you've got four with Atlanta, then you go to Pittsburgh, you sort of feel okay about yourself.
You just tell yourself you survived it.
You survived it, yes.
You survived it. And now you still got work to do, obviously.
Of course.
You have the Atlanta Braves coming now back to Citi, and you don't want to get swept again.
I will give you, and I don't think they would. I actually feel good coming back. They'll also face those top Atlanta pitchers again in a short period of time, which I think is an advantage for the hitters. But I'm going to give you a hockey analogy. You like that? You want a hockey analogy?
I don't, but Sean will.
I love it. There's a big Stanley Cup upstairs, too.
That is true. One you'll never get close to ever again.
I touched it today.
Yeah, great.
Is it the actual? It's not the actual.
No, it's way larger than that. I think it was meant to basically embarrass us Ranger fans.
And I'm a fan. We haven't seen one in a while. But you know how when you play a road hockey game in a hostile environment and they tell you survive the first 10 minutes?
Yes, that's right.
And if you could survive it, you'll be okay. If the Mets survive what has been this awful stretch and they could get to Monday at home playing the Braves, then the Pirates, and they're only a game out, in a weird way, you survived the first 10 minutes of a hockey game. You like that one?
Yeah. I mean, it works.
Doesn't relate.
It doesn't relate. Yeah. No. Sort of.
All right. I'll think of another one.
You're in the middle of the second period right now.
Well, that was exactly it. You already got swept by the Braves. The first 10 minutes are over.
Exactly. And the season is almost halfway done.
All right. No one likes my analogy.
No, that was terrible.
Nick is calling from Hillsboro, New Jersey. What's up, Nick?
What's up, gentlemen? How's it going?
Good, man.
Hey, Ev, class act, man. This is my first time calling the new iteration of the program. You might remember me from the kickoff this summer a couple of years ago. You and Craig were down there. I had the Philly dog shirt on. You engaged in a little conversation. You were talking to me and my wife.
Yes.
It was nothing but a class act, man. I appreciate that. I'll never forget that.
Thank you very much, and thank you for calling. What's up, man?
Absolutely. Sean, you are a foul individual, dude. When you got to go take a leak, you got to go. Urinals are nasty. When you take a leak, if you have any kind of velocity coming out, you're taking a leak all over yourself. It's splashing. Go use the toilet, and you're straight.
So you just shoot cleanly into a toilet?
Absolutely.
No, you don't.
I do.
You bend down and wipe the seat? You bend down and wipe the seat every time. In public?
No.
Lies. The boss
doesn't go on your feet, but if you're in front of a urinal, it's splashing all over your whole midsection.
Oh, so what?
What do you mean, so what? Why would you want urine spreading all over your midsection? He makes a great point.
Because it's convenient. You don't have urinals at home. It's like having a roller coaster at home. It doesn't exist. When you're out and about, you want to use it.
The other great part about going into a stall is the privacy of it.
Privacy.
Sean, you're 6 inches away from another person going to the bathroom.
Are there dividers in the bathrooms here?
There are, but it doesn't change the fact that you're 6 inches away. What are we, animals?
Yeah.
I mean, think about it.
Evan,
that's what animals do.
Evan, you love glancing at Howard Stern. Now suddenly you're too good for it for somebody to take a peek?
Yeah. Well, I did out of curiosity. It's not like I enjoyed it.
So that's what it is. You don't want anybody having an Evan Roberts curiosity.
Well, actually, I don't know. I got to think about that. I may be proud. I'm not sure. Let's go to Ozzy in Woodridge.
Oh, Ozzy.
Sure, he'll add a lot to this conversation.
Just what Fanatics Fest needed.
What's up, Ozzy?
What's up, everybody? How you doing?
That's good. Let's make it quick and painless.
All right, Sean, good luck babysitting this Sunday morning. All right? They're putting the JV up with the varsity, so best of luck.
All right. He says thank you.
Let's get to the rest of the material here, Oz.
All right. No biggie. All right, yep. Sean? You got to deal with no biggie butterflies and all this other nonsense.
When you're dealing with Sean, it's always a biggie.
Yeah. There you go. Pun intended, you know. You got to deal with players losing their smiles and all this other crap. But, Sean, with that said, no offense, and I love you, but if my female partner, wife, girlfriend, fiance, whatever, was named Sean, ever since I've known more about you through this show, I don't think I'd be able to, like, kiss her.
Oh, that's great, Oz.
Yeah, I gotta go.
Dynamite drop it.
Really had the A material. Call us back on Sunday.
We'll come back and talk to CC Sabathia. We will also name the King of New York shortly.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We are live from Fanatics Fest, and we are joined by a man who I can introduce as First Ballot Hall of Famer, CC Sabathia. How does that sound, First Ballot Hall of Famer?
Sounds surreal, to be honest. But
congratulations.
I'm getting a ring of it. Thank you. Thank
I'm excited you. For you. Me and Tracy will be up there with the family. What did you think about it? I mean, Tracy was at the announcement when it happened, yeah. So she saw it real time. But what was that emotion like? It had to be unbelievable.
Yeah, it was. Like you said, unbelievable, just a surreal moment. And then to have my family there, and, you know, if you watch the video, like, I get the call, and I'm sitting there, and then I'm kind of like, just don't know what to do. And then my daughter grabs me, and I kind of snap out of it. But it was fun to be able to have them involved, have the family there, have everybody there, because you guys have been such a big part of my, you know, my time here in New York, my career, my family. So it felt right to have everybody there.
Now, you didn't know beforehand?
No. And they tell you, like, from
like
6
in the
to
NFL,
7 is a window.
Like, as soon as someone knocks on your door, they got a jacket on, you know.
Yeah, you know, right? But they tell you, you got a window from 6 to 7, and if they don't call by 7, then you're not in. And nobody, you know, it got to be like 6:40, and I'm like, you know, what's going on? So, like, it's a real, you know, it's a real shock when they do call.
There's a guy, I forget his name, like Thibodeau or Thibs, Mr. Tibbs, who keeps track of all the public votes. So as a baseball fan, as a baseball geek, I was like, oh, CeCe's in. He's a lock. Were you paying attention to the kind of public discourse on you're going to get in or you're...
Anybody that tells you that they don't watch the tracker is lying. I watched and I was clicking every... Those last 3 days, I was refreshing that thing every 2 minutes.
When during your career, if at all, because I'm not, as you could probably say by looking at me, I don't know, I can't play sports, never did, never made the majors. You and Tiki had great careers. Is there a part in your career where you think to yourself, I'm going to be a Hall of Famer, or I have a chance to be a Hall of Famer.
No, there was never a time when myself personally, I would never let myself get or think that way. It was always just about trying to win the next game or what was in front of me. So it was just about putting my head down, grind, and then, you know, when I'm done, I look up and see where I'm at. So, no, I never even thought about that until, you know, I get to the last year of my career. After 18, I was ready. After 17, I was really ready to retire.
Right.
Losing game 7, ALCS, I'm like, I'm done. And then Harold Reynolds and Jeffrey Hammond call me. And they tell me, you know, you're this many wins away from 250 wins, this many strikeouts away from 3,000 strikeouts. The guys that have those numbers are in the Hall of Fame. And you have to go up and do this for us. And that kind of put the battery in my back to go out one more year and get those numbers.
Now, he meant by us Black Aces. He meant by us Yankees. Yeah. Like, who did he mean?
He meant Black Aces. Yeah. He meant, you know, you may be the last Black starting pitcher to go in the Hall of Fame. And you have to take on that responsibility.
Is that right?
Think about who could be next.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like,
so, and you know, him, Harold and Jeffrey kind of hammered that point home.
Right.
And made me go out and you know, try to get those numbers again.
Now, as your career went on, and you had to learn how to pitch, right? It wasn't just overpowering guys. I mean, because you were a behemoth when you were a player, and it was intimidating. But at the end of your career, because I remember that's when we met you, it was really learning how to hit the corners and get people out, not just overpower them. How was that transition for you? Because it's a different mindset from when you're a young kid, you just know you're better than everybody.
Yeah, no, it was actually great to be able to transition and learn how to pitch. You know, I had Billy Connors at the time in the organization. I had Mo and I had Andy, the three best people to learn the cutter from. And, you know, to be able to learn that cutter, the backdoor slider, it really extended my career. And as I started getting older and I'm throwing these pitches, I'm like, man, I should have did this in 09. I should have did this in 2008. I would have had easier innings. But, you know, everything happens for a reason, and I'm just blessed and glad that I was able to come to this organization and have those three guys to help, you know, guide the rest of my career.
There is one negative that I have as a baseball geek of you signing with the New York Yankees. We never got to continue to see you slump. You were a tremendous hitter, and for many years as a baseball fan, I hated the fact that pitchers couldn't hit.
Yeah.
And when you signed with the Yankees, I was happy for Yankee fans because you're a great pitcher, but I was like, we're losing watching CeCe back. Were you not kind of sad about that?
Yeah, that's why I wanted to sign with the Dodgers.
And that was before they were paying ridiculous money.
No, I mean, I love to hit. And even those 2 months I was in Milwaukee, just taking pitcher's BP every day and waking up every day knowing you get a swing of bat is why you play baseball. So I loved it. And even having a chance to even pinch hit or pinch run during the game, not pinch run, maybe pinch
right.
hit. But to have your cleats on as a starting pitcher every single day is something that you don't do in the American League, right?
Yeah.
You know you're done those 4 days that you're not starting.
I was going to say, the only reason you're pinch running is there's nobody else on the mound.
It's got to be, like, everybody got to be hurt.
Now, you've become like a New Yorker, like a Northeasterner. You live in Jersey, obviously, like I do, but you become a New Yorker, and you're a California kid. Mm-hmm. You talk about maybe wanting to sign with the Dodgers. This place embraced you. Was it mostly because of the aura of the Yankees, or what was it about staying here?
I think it was, well, when we signed here, me and Amber said, wherever we sign in 2000, it was the winter of 2008, wherever we sign, we want to put down roots. Like, our oldest, Karsten, was right. 5 at the time. So he was in kindergarten. So we wanted to a place where we can live, grow our family, and, you know, this is the place. I talk about not wanting to come here. Cashman was like, I'm so convinced that you would love it here. Your family, you can raise your family here, that if you don't like it, you can leave after 3 years. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right, cool. Like, I can go there for 3 years. We'll figure it out. If not, I can go somewhere else.
Right.
And, you know, best decision I ever made in my life, 16 years later, 17 years later, I'm still here. And I'm a New Yorker. I won't leave. And just being a part of that Yankee family, being a part of this community, being a part of New York is something that's special to me.
Now, he goes by Karsten now?
He goes by Karsten.
Not Little C?
He ain't little at all. I can't call him Little C when he's the same size.
I know. I still look at him. I'm like, Little C, but you're 6'6". Like, I can't call you that.
Is he at the MLB Combine? Was I watching video of him the other day, I think?
Yeah, he was at the Combine. We were there earlier this week, and he's a junior at the University of Houston. So he's draft eligible. He's ready to be a pro. He's got a pro body. He's 6'6", you know, 240.
What position does he play?
Plays first base.
Oh, nice.
DH. He could probably play the outfield, play some right field. But he is so polished. He's got a the baseball IQ that's off the charts, and I'm just excited for him to get started.
So, as you can see, not an athlete, but every time I play like a charity softball game or play baseball, I'd love to bunt. And I would always joke, if I ever got a chance to face CeCe, I would bunt just to piss him off.
Let me tell you this. Yesterday we were playing, we had a game down in Rickwood. We had a kind of like a celebrity game where we had guys from my generation playing a baseball game down at the oldest baseball park in Alabama. And the third hitter of the game, I started the game, the third hitter of the game was Andrew Jones, and he came up and did like a fake bunt, and the next pitch I threw over his head to the backstop.
Did it really piss you off when people bunted on you? Was that like genuine anger?
No, that was kind of like one of those things where I just had to figure out a way to be pissed off for most of the time. So that was just one of those ways to get me going.
Yeah, but it's part of the game. I mean, we yesterday there was a rain delay in the Yankees game, the Angels game, and they had to come to us in the studio because we didn't know. Emmanuel Barry's talking his ass off. It's just like, all right, we'll take it for a little bit. I actually wasn't there. Evan was there. He wanted to make one point because there were two on.
Nobody out. Jazz Chisholm was up.
Chisholm's up. As we get thrown back because the tarp comes off the field, Evan's like, just bunt!
Like, I love bunts.
We've lost bunting in baseball.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't want a guy like Jazz bunting.
Only because of the situation. I genuinely don't want him bunting. I just thought two on nobody out.
To me, if I'm on the mound and I got two on and nobody out and you bunt, you just gave me an out. Why would you giving me out of this jam?
Why would
you give me an out?
He was safe, though, so he bunted for a hit.
That's
better, you know what I mean? But I just always thought, like, if there's a situation where the guy's in trouble, like, why are we giving him an out? Like, let's try to hit a double.
Yeah.
Let's try to, you know, add on to this. So, but as far as me, like, when I was younger, I loved people bunting because I could get off the mound and I was easy. Like, I could – that's an easy out. As I got older, my knee started aching, and then when I got ornery.
If I'm making, like, a list of my favorite CeCe Sabathia moments, there's a lot. And there's one that jumps out at me that I know Yankee fans still love, and it's when you walked off the mound, you stared off after you drilled a ray, and you said, quote, there are kids around – that's for you, bleep. Take me through that moment, what was going through your head, everything about it, because it was so badass.
The only thing that was going through my mind was I needed to protect Austin Romine. You know, I was always super close to my catchers, and, you know, Romy had a couple of concussions coming up through the minor leagues, and, you know, you don't throw a ball at a guy's head. Right. You know what I mean? So, to me, it was just me trying to teach them a lesson. If you're going to throw at somebody, this is how you do it. And really, for my teammates, too. It was a young Severino in that clubhouse, and, you know, I knew I was on my way out, and I wanted to try to show these guys this is how you take care of your teammates, and that's all that was about. It was just, you know, some old school that I had learned from, you know, Dave Berber, Chuck Finley, those guys that raised me, and that's just the way you play the game.
You don't see that much anymore, though.
You've seen it in the Dodgers-Padres series
last night.
Yeah, you see these guys. I love it. You see these guys taking care of – you got to take care of your guys, you know what I'm saying? So anytime Derek got hit or Robbie got hit, somebody's going down.
I love that.
But now you get thrown, you get tossed.
Somebody's going down.
But you get tossed out of the game now. It's different. Like the umpire.
The fine's only it's not the NFL. The fine's only $250, $500. It's not. We ain't paying.
Right?
We ain't paying crazy fines. So
they only
no problem getting tossed.
Bro, you get like a couple of unsportsmanlike conducts in the league. You get $5,000. More percentage you get checked than what you get.
Nothing over $1,000.
Oh, that's ridiculous. That is utterly ridiculous.
We're talking to CeCe Sabathia, Hall of Famer. Are you – I know Brian Cashman is, and some Yankees are. Are you bitter about 17 and what the Astros did?
I was for a while. I'm not anymore. And that's why I said after 17, I was completely done. Like that – it wasn't because of what happened. It was because of the way we lost. Kind of crushed me. You know what I mean? I was at the end of my career. You know, Judge, the MVP. Like, we went on a crazy run. Girardi gets fired after that.
Yeah.
That was it,
right.
You know, and then the cheating stuff comes out after. But, yeah, I was bitter for a little while. I'm not anymore. It is what it is.
You're hosting a panel up here, right?
I did this morning.
You did this morning?
Yeah.
You were the host.
I was one of the hosts, me and A.J. Andrews. A.J. Andrews had to come save me. There's no way I can host a panel with especially with Derek
How
and A-Rod.
Yeah,
it was
I was
going
to say, it was Derek and A-Rod. What did you guys talk about?
Just them. You know, really the core four, you know, those guys winning those championships and then kind of adding me and A-Rod in there. You know, we had Spike up there. It was a fun panel. But anytime you get us together,
that was the odd one.
It's fun. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
anytime you win a championship with guys, you know, they become brothers and, you know, we have so many different stories, so much stuff to tell. And, it's just fun to get with him.
It's interesting, and I don't think this was said at the time. Maybe we speculated, but Brian Cashman said after the fact he needed to add you to this locker room. Besides you being a great pitcher, you could change that locker room. What did you see when you walked into the Yankee locker room, and how did things change in 2009?
When we got there, I think it was really me and AJ, you know. Right. But Cash, you know, he sold the point, you know, in the offseason. He was like, you know, I've been waiting for you for 2 years. He was like, you know, Johan Santana was a free agent last year, and I passed on him because I want to sign you and put you in our locker room. And, you know, I guess he had heard about me being a good teammate. And that was something that was super important to me. Coming from Cleveland, that was something that they stressed, you know, take care of your guys, be a good teammate. And that's all I ever was and did. And, you know, as soon as I got to New York, you know, me and Chin-Min Wang and Andy and AJ and all the guys, we started going to basketball games together. We're going to dinners together. And the chemistry just clicked right away. And I think that's what Cash wanted.
Does he get too much flack from the fan base, Cash?
I think Cash is great. I mean, obviously, he brought me here, so I'll never have a bad word to say about him. But, yeah, I mean, every year he goes out and tries to field a team to win a championship. There's never a year where we're coming in fourth place.
Right.
There's always this foot on the gas. And you got to give him credit for that.
I'm sure that someone was asked about pitching while you were pitching, an older pitcher, and they're like, back in my day, we did this and this. But I want to ask it to you about today's modern pitcher. They're not you anymore. Guys don't go deeper into games. We're never going to see another guy win 250 games, at least someone who begins their career now. Does that bother you? Do you think we'll ever go back to what it used to be?
I think we'll go back. I think the game, you know, is going back to what it was in the 90s. Speed and power and then pitching matchups. You know, I think that's the way we attract fans back to the game, right? When Skeens and Ohtani are pitching against each other, or, you know, Max Fried and whoever else are matching up, you're tuning in to watch that game. So I definitely think we need to get back to that. I definitely think we're trending back to that. But, yeah, I think there will be guys with 150 wins and 3,000 strikeouts.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Is that the new,
which is crazy.
Yeah. Does that become the new threshold?
What?
For the Hall of Fame.
What, wins?
Yeah.
I think I'm the last guy that'll get judged by wins.
Right. I agree.
I think everything else will be judged by whatever analytics that they come up with to figure out, you know, to measure these guys. But I think I'm the last person that will be judged
by. I remember when you retired, it was 300. People were talking about 300.
Yeah.
And then I remember BT and I.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
On my previous show, we started looking at it and saying, well, nobody's going to get close to 300.
And even when I got to 200, I was like, there's no way I can win 100 more games.
You were, not your fault, but you were part of the debate, I think, that changed wins, because it was like you and Felix Hernandez.
Right.
You were getting all the wins. Felix had, like, the better ERA.
And he won the Cy Young
And
that
he
year.
Won the Cy
And that was the beginning of when it flipped.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I remember I was on the other side. I was like, it's Felix, it ain't CC. And eventually what I soon realized was your ERA was going up a little bit because you'd go deeper into games, you'd pitch with a big lead, and I assumed if you're up 8-1, you're not going to be perfect.
No, I always pitch to the scoreboard.
Exactly.
And maybe that was a flaw of mine, but that was something I keep talking about. Dave Berman, Chuck Finley, these guys are like, why would you exert yourself extra energy?
You're right.
When we have 9 runs.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I just need to win the game. I didn't care how it looked. I just wanted my team to win.
Right.
And I think the argument was, I'm pitching in New York. I got the better offense and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But I'm pitching in New York.
Right.
Let me go pitch in Seattle. You know what I'm saying? It's a little easier to pitch in Seattle than it is actually pitching in New York.
Right. Now, you can solve this debate because you were teammates with both these guys. Earlier in our show, and if you're listening, you missed it, you can rewind on our Odyssey app. Sean was debating the relationship between A-Rod and Derek.
What's the debate?
Would you like to explain it?
Let's get Sean's mic up real quick.
I believe that Derek didn't do enough favors publicly to the Yankee fans that wanted to accept A-Rod but were looking to Derek for leadership and kind of the
guidance. Point.
Guidance. And then that documentary came out a few years ago with Derek in it where he couldn't understand, and he admitted this, why A-Rod would move positions. Where I looked at it, and other Yankee fans looked at it, he wanted to win. Why wouldn't he move positions? And it felt like Derek didn't understand that. And I think it kind of pivoted Yankee fans to go, I'm following my lead from Derek. There was something about A-Rod he didn't trust.
I think he's dead wrong. I think Derek Jeter was a great teammate. He's a great captain.
It's not
for
that
you
he
guy.
Wasn't a great teammate. It's almost like he didn't do enough to tell us it was all right.
But what do you want him to do?
It's fan perspective.
That's
it's
a great
reality.
Point, CC.
You want him to dude with a sign, come out here, A-Rod's a great guy? Like, what do you want him to do?
First of all, not question why he would move to third base in a documentary. That's for starters.
But I'm talking real time. Forget what happens.
I didn't see him question. He questioned why he would. He moved because he wanted to win.
I know, but Derek didn't acknowledge that. He said, Derek said, I would never be able to do that. And he admitted that. So I just thought it was interesting.
But in real time, that did not make him a bad team.
In real time, I don't know. It just always felt like Derek did nothing to stop the public perception that there was an internal rivalry between the two.
That's the question. Was there an internal rivalry between Derek Jeter and A-Rod?
Not that I knew. I mean, you hear about it externally, but when I get there,
So there was no feel of that at all in the locker room?
No.
Okay.
Not when I'm in there.
See, and you're corrected.
And I've hung out with both of them separately, together, all of it. And we were just on the stage together 5 minutes ago.
That's a fair point. Look, and he got a championship out of it, so what the heck do I care?
No, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what...
You know, as long as we have you here, CeCe, I have one more question. Bases loaded. Anthony Volpe comes into a game the other night.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? Hunter Strickland is fresh out of the bullpen. Here's the big debate me and Evan had. You as a pitcher, I know this is bullpen. Fresh in. Would you prefer the batter takes a pitch and you settle in or swing at your first pitch? Bases loaded.
As a pitcher?
Yes.
I don't care if he's... I want him to swing at the first pitch.
That helps me out.
I want him to swing at the first
Anthony
pitch.
Anthony Volpe grounds out, the game ends the other night. Me and Evan debated. I said Volpe should take a pitch, make him think, bases loaded. Evan screamed at me I was dead wrong.
I'm trying to get... If I'm coming out of the bullpen, I'm trying to get guys swinging early.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to be aggressive in the strike zone and try to throw something right off the barrel.
As a
hitter,
yeah.
If I got the bases loaded, I'm looking for the first thing I can find up and trying to put the barrel on.
But it was a slider. He said it was a slider.
Yeah, so that's what I'm thinking as a pitcher is I'm trying to get him in swing mode. And as a hitter, I'm thinking the first thing I see that I can get the barrel on, I need to go after.
You're also comparing CC Sabathia, Hall of Famer, to Hunter Strickland.
Well, he's got the mind. CC Sabathia just
it's
said
all the same.
He just said Evan Roberts and Chris McMonagle were wrong.
And he got him out with one pitch.
He did get him out.
CC, you're going up at the end of July for the Hall of Fame. I can't wait to go up there and see you. Have you thought about what you're saying? Like, what's the emotions gonna be?
I mean, I know I'll be super emotional. I'm a super emotional person, so yeah. I know I'll be emotional, but I want this speech to be about my mom and her friends and the women that raised me, and right. then having it, you know, Amber and my daughters. But my mom had an incredible, like, village of women, whether it's from my grandmother, my two aunts, my godmom. You know, I have an aunt that has all of my stats from the time I was 9 until, till I went to high school. Like, she kept a book. So I want to talk about, you know, the people in my community, the women in my community, the village that kind of raised me to help me get to where I'm at.
Yeah, that's going to be dope. I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Congratulations, man. First ballot Hall of Famer. Give it up for CC Sabathia. Thank you very much for coming on, CC. We appreciate it. We are live from Fanatics Fest.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.